I asked Coach E earlier, and I want to get your thought just about the fact that now you're a little more experienced across the board defensively, and whether that allows him as a coordinator, but also the defense as a whole, to be more aggressive and maybe take some more risks. And he said there's a time and a place for it. How do you guys view that balance as far as being aggressive and taking the risks versus, you know, not getting out of position and, you know, and maybe giving up something?
I think there's more of a risk when we are being more aggressive. I guess it's more of just trying to be sure that everybody's in their gap and everybody is playing their assignment during their 111 and making sure that we're not giving up a risk. But I guess there's a time while you're playing as players when we're in the game and we're playing the game and we feel the flow of everything and we kind of feel the flow of the offense. We kind of like voice our opinions of when we should take an aggressive approach. And I guess with that, with Coach E, what he's saying, there's a time and a place. There's a time and a place to take a risk and be more aggressive that will allow our defense to basically just show the offense what we have, like that we haven't shown yet during the game. So it can catch offenses off guard, and I guess it's just more of a risk factor to play it safe or to do our assignment at first and just to play ball.
Go ahead, Jay.
Hey, Lorenzo, I saw where you tweeted at the governor today. Just wondered if he got back to you on that, and then obviously get your reaction to the today's announcement that no fans will be able to watch the game in person Saturday.
I don't know if he's gotten back to me, but yeah, at first I was a little upset just because, you know, everybody, all the players want their family, especially just to be there at their game, just to watch their son and all the hard work and sacrifice that they put in. But it's the new world that we live in now and today, and it's a thing that we just have to go with it, and it is what it is. And we're just lucky and blessed that we still have the opportunity to play today. So, but yeah, that's it.
Let's go Jake and Jared.
Lorenzo, I wanted to ask you in terms of your status. We didn't see you much, if at all, against Navy. How are you looking for this week against Troy?
This week, it should be good. They're more of a fast-paced, up-tempo team. And right now I'm just fulfilling my role, especially at the defensive side, and just doing what I can do for the team. And when I have the opportunity to go in, then I'll fulfill my opportunity and play at my best. And that's it.
And one other question for you. In terms of switching from an option team like Navy to now facing a more, I guess, traditional offense, a spread kind of attack, how different has that preparation been?
It's been different, but it's also with our defensive side having a lot of experienced players. Referring to last year, we played a bunch of spread teams, and preparing for those spread teams last year is the same concept for this year, and it's nothing we've never seen before, and we've just adjusted well, and we're playing well right now.
Go ahead, Sean.
Yeah, so kind of following up on that, actually, a little bit. Is it difficult for you guys to kind of flip the switch to going from, you know, triple option, you know, run right, run middle, run left, preparation to going to kind of this full-on air raid passing attack like that, or is it something that you can kind of flip within like 24 hours of just prepping for it?
I would say it's something that we could kind of flip, because at first during fall camp we were preparing, you know, for any team basically, and we was doing spread formations and our regular defense. We was running our regular defense, and we've gotten used to it. And then during the middle of fall camp we got switched to Navy. So being flipped from a normal defense to basically stopping the triple option, I guess it was difficult at first because none of us have played against the triple option. But I think it was something with our players being more experienced and watching film on other teams that we were able to flip it like that. So I guess going back to spread and going back to our normal defense, it's an easy flip.
Go ahead, Jared.
Lorenzo, what's your message to your peers? Because you guys have had to sacrifice a lot and tried to do a lot to be able to have a season and be able to keep going And one of the reasons that, you know, the areas, the cities of Provo and Orem have changed their status is maybe some of the students, maybe not.
Oh, sure. Sorry, you cut off for a little bit.
Yeah, I'm not sure what happened there. I was just asking what your message would be to your peers and maybe to some of the college students and guys that maybe don't seem to take it as seriously as you guys do, as far as, you know, and maybe caused some of the problems.
I would just say just to be smart, I guess, with everything going on, you know. Of course, us football players would love to play football, but depending on everything going on around us, I would just say be smart and just to try to think of others. But, you know, you can do what you want to do in this life, but just to be smart and think of others.
Along the same lines, Lorenzo, the T-shirts you guys wore with the love one another, how has that mentality, I know that a part of that was addressing some of the social things that are very important to a lot of players. What's that mentality, you know, kind of how has that evolved and affected the team?
That mentality, it kind of affected the team. It mostly brought us together more. And it kind of reflected back to our standpoint with our religion and our gospel that we have here at BYU. And just basically just a reminder of what we live is just to love one another and treat everybody equally. Something the Savior taught and something that we've learned since primary. And it kind of brought us more together as a team in the locker room. When you see, you know, when we see one another, we just like, you know, that's my brother. Depending what skin color, it doesn't even matter. You know, we love each and every one of us on our team. And I guess that's the message you're trying to bring forth to the world. And just an example that the world can see with how we are, you know, facing this social injustice and whatnot in this world.